Okay, NKX reporter Paula Whistle was at the Seattle waterfront earlier today where the Port of Seattle had a press conference. She's with me in the studio now. Hi, Paula.
Hey, Ed.
Okay, so what did they say at the Port of Seattle about how coronavirus is affecting them?
Peter Steinbrück, who's president of the Port Commission, he announced that the first two sailings of the cruise season in Seattle have been canceled. Now, the first one is that notorious Grand Princess that's now in San Francisco Harbor that's had all the infected passengers. The other is, and that was scheduled to come here, the other is the Celebrity Eclipse, which is working its way up the West Coast, and also Seattle was scheduled as a port of call.
And that's different. The port of call idea is different than the cruise ships that are, I guess, for lack of a better word, home ported here for the summer season that begin and end their journeys in Seattle. Big economic difference there.
Right. And that is the term, home ported.
Yeah.
Each sailing of a ship is worth $4 million to the area, but it's far greater for the ones that are home ported because they get all the provisions here. The passengers, many of them who are going on the cruise, stay in motels here, spend money at restaurants. Mm. And the first one of those is scheduled for April 15th. Holland America scheduled to sail out of Pier 91. And whether or not that's going to happen, Peter Steinbrück said, you know, it's an evolving situation day by day. They'll just have to see what happens.
We've heard some astonishing dollar figures for what the cruise industry is worth in our region, $900 million a year for Western Washington, and more than a million passengers. So we have these cancellations now. Are there worries about the whole season?
Well, you know, they were asked, are you going to cancel the season, you know, which goes through October? And they said, you know, there's just no way to know right now. You just have to wait and see how things develop.
I want to talk about the airport as well. The Port of Seattle, which held this press conference today, manages SeaTac Airport. It is, we know this about it. It is the biggest transportation hub in the Northwest, upwards of like 50 million passengers a year go through there.
Right. And you've been doing stories about that.
Yeah.
You know the airport well.
But, you know, we heard the governor and others today say the SeaTac Airport will remain operational. How did the port address that?
Well, Peter Steinbrück really echoed that. Here he is earlier today.
We've not had a single incident or case identified at SeaTac Airport where we have thousands and thousands of passengers, thousands of employees working. So we're fingers crossed there.
Yeah, fingers crossed for right now. He says they aren't planning any changes at the airport. He says it's very important to keep the air and seaports open. He says they've done a lot of in terms of deep cleaning and other protocols to keep the virus at bay there.
Paula, that was your second press conference of the day. You started.
That's right.
Yeah, where Governor Jay Inslee announced restrictions on large public gatherings of 250 people or more in King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties. Before we go, can I ask you kind of what the atmosphere was like in that room?
Well, it was anticipation, and it was probably the most packed press conference I've been to in a long time. There was local, national, and international press there, and you know, we knew that the governor had been thinking of doing this, and then he made the announcement. What wasn't known, Ed, is that King County would take it one step further and say gatherings of under 250 people would be restricted, and that just raised all kinds of questions. Is it a wedding I'm planning? Is it, you know, going to the bar, the restaurant? Just lots and lots of questions.
One thing we do know is that those gatherings of fewer than 250 people are restricted. I guess we should say conditionally. The events can happen if they follow certain protocols to ensure social distancing and other measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus. But you're right, Paul. I mean, there are a lot of questions that people will have. And
the governor said, you know, you shouldn't be in a bar shoulder to shoulder with people. Well, that's kind of the definition of a lot of bars.
Right. But, you know. We will continue following a lot of these questions over the coming days, and we'll get you the answers as soon as we can. Paula Whistle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.